Daf is Daf Yud Zayin. So we got to the top, I assume we got to the top of two lines. I wasn't here yesterday. Thank you, Adam, for filling in. But two lines down, Yud Zayin, and Aleph, the Gemara quotes Tivil Yom. Tivil Yom is one of the psulim listed in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak here, as that one who does such an avodah as a Tivil Yom would be possible. Now, what's a Tivil Yom? A Tivil Yom is a person who was Tameh. He went to the mikvah, but he didn't wait for Harav Shemesh. It's a lot of these psukim are based on this week's parsha, actually. So he did not wait till Harav Shemesh, did not wait till sunset, so he's not completely Tahor. He's called a Tivil Yom. So Tivil Yom is possible. Gemara wants to know, and how do we know Tivil Yom is possible? So Tani, the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Simai, Omer Remez, the Tivil Yom Shim Avad Chilul Minayin. How do I know that the Tivil Yom does the avodah is desecrated, it's chalal, it doesn't work, it's possible? Tamalom, the Pasuk says, again, in this week's Parsha, Kadoshim Yiyu V'lo Yichalalu, that you should be Kadosh and you shouldn't desecrate the avodah. Rashi says, in the two narrow lines down, Kadoshim Yiyu Gavei Tumah Ksiv, this week's Parsha, Be'emor V'lo Yichalalu, it's all talk about Tumah. So a person, you should be Kadosh, you shouldn't be Tameh, and if a person isn't Kadosh, then it will be desecrated. So that's the source of Tumah. So Gemara says, wait a second. In Menu Indian Tame, we don't need a pasuk for Tame because we already know a pasuk of Tame. The Nafik Mi Vinazru, from a different pasuk says, Vinazru, reading the side just for a second, Mi Kadshe B'nei Yisrael V'lo Yichalu, Hashem Kadshe Hashem. That's referring to also a pasuk in this week's Pasha. That's referring to Tuma. That person who's Tame is Mechalel. So why do you need a second pasuk of Kadoshim Yehiu? So in Menu Indian, we have the concept Tineu Le'inin the Tivil Yom. We should apply it to a different aspect. Tivil Yom, although he's went to the mikvah, he's still not entirely tahor. He's still called Tameh, and that too will be Mechalel, the Avoda. There's an interesting discussion amongst the Monei Mitzvos. The Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch count the Isser of Tumah and the Isser of Tivil Yom as separate Isurim, but Mechusar Kippurim is not a separate Isser. Mechusar Kippurim is part of that Isser itself. What is that referring to? What's Mechusar Kippurim? So there are many types of tumas, many ways to break them up. But let's say a person who requires a karbon to be mitaher himself, azava yoledes mitzora, as part of the process they require a karbon. So if they don't bring the karbon yet, but they went to the mikvah and they did everything else, they're called mechusar kippurim. So that mechusar kippurim, if they're lacking the karbon, so they're still considered tumas mitzora, tumas zava, that's all bechal the same iser. But tivil yom, of all these cases, let's say not mechusar kippurim, let's say a person who's Tumas Sheretz does not bring a karbon. So he just needs a tevila and then Harav Shemesh. So if he goes to the mikvah, he's called Tivil Yom, he's not Bechlal and he's still Tamei. He's not Bechlal Sheretz. He's actually a separate Tumah, separate mitzvah, Tivil Yom, aside from Tumah. So for some reason, the Rambam thinks that Mechusar Kippurim is part of the initial Tumah, while Tivil Yom is considered an independent mitzvah.
But the Mishnah doesn't mention Tivil Yom.
The Mishnah doesn't mention it, yeah. Mentioned it, yeah.
Not fully, I'm sorry, Mechusar Kippurim.
It does not mention that.
Right.
Does it, yeah?
It says
Mechusar Begadim. It doesn't say, oh, it does, you're right. Mechusar Kippurim, Mechusar Begadim, it does, yeah.
Okay,
so you can't bring a rye from that case. Okay. So anyway, so the Gemara says, we see from all of this, though, that a Tivil Yom is Aser, not Aser, he is Aser, but the Avoda is disqualified. So the Gemara says, why are you saying, Ima Eino Inyan, Tineo Yula Inyan, Tivil Yom. Ema Tineu Inin Le Korea Karachul Mashkas Pazaken, which is also in this week's Parsha, that maybe a Kohen who cut his beard, shaved his beard with a razor, cut his payas off, maybe that individual who did an avoda, should be Chalal. So the Gemara says, can't be. Why? Because Tivil Yom Di'im Avad B'Misa Minel. And so we're asking another question in order to answer this question. When a Tivil Yom, not only when he does a avoda is the avoda chalal, but he also is chayiv misa for doing this. So how do we know that if he im avad b'misa minalan, the gamar chilul mitruma? We have a gezer shav. It says chilul by this pasuk kedoshim yuvelo yichalalu, and it says chilul regards to truma. So we have a gezer shav. So what does that gezer shav teach us? So that which is possible b'truma, machla avoda. So whatever disqualifies for truma, whoever can't eat truma is going to disqualify the avoda, namely a tivil yom, that person, individual, cannot eat the truma. So therefore, he's the one who the yichalu is referring to in Parshas Emor, where the avoda is chalo. But the low pasal truma, a person who's not disqualified, meaning a kohen who does not have payas and does use a razor, all those, he's not disqualified from truma, so to lo machil avoda, he's not going to be included in the pasuk of lo yichalu. So that's why Imenu Inyan, Tineu Inyan, can't be referring to a person shaving his beard and his payas, but rather it's referring to a Tivil Yom, who is Pasul Legabe Shuma. The Ramban writes that he thinks that a Kohen who does shave off his payas and does cut his beard with a razor, he actually is the avoda is mechulelas. And they say, how do you know? The Gemara clearly says not that was only a havamina, but the maskana we say it's not referring to a person who's the koreach karach and mashus peyazakin. So they say elamai, the Ramban must have a different girsa here. And although in the maskana the Gemara does say that the pasuk is referring to a tivul yom whose avoda is chalal and is also chaimisa. Apparently, the maskana, according to Ramban, although korea karcha and mashkes payazakin is not chay misa, the avoda done by such a kohen is still chal. And that's a big chiddush of the Ramban. So the Gemara now says halfway down the page here, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, "Lamali de kasa rachmana tame the tivul yom u'mechusav kippur." We have three different sources that these three individuals are all chayiv misa and the avodas chala. Why not learn one from the next? Why have three separate sources? Yes, they're three different scenarios, but you can learn one from the next. So the Gemara says, "Tzrichi, you need all three because you really cannot learn one from the next." The ikasa rachmana, if the Torah said tame, had only said tame, well, maybe only the tame who does avodas chala shekei metame causes other to become tame. It's a very potent type of tumah, as opposed to mechusav kippurim and tivul yom. Although they're not fully tahor, they don't have the potency to be metameh others, and maybe their avodah shouldn't be chalal. That's why you need to learn them separately. Let's say tivul yom mechusav kippurim lo asiminei. You can't, if you only had tivul yom, you cannot have learned mechusav kippurim from tivul yom shekein apostle b'tshuma. A tivul yom, a kohen who goes, let's say, who's tamei sheretz. Goes to the mikvah. We know this from the very first mission of Maseches Brachos in the entire Shas. If he goes to the mikvah, he's called a tivul yom. He cannot eat the truma until Harif Shemesh. So while a tivul yom may not eat truma, a mechusav kippurim, one who's lacking a carbon, it can eat truma. So maybe only tivul yom would disqualify the avoda, but mechusav kippurim won't disqualify the avoda. So then the Gemara says, "B'mechusav kippurim." Let's say we taught mechusav kippurim. That person's avoda is chalo. Tivul yom lo asa minei. You cannot derive tivul yom to say that his avoda is also chalo. Shekein mechusav ma'isa. Mechusav kippurim is more lacking in that you have to bring a ma'isa carbon. Tivul yom, there's no ma'isa that's lacking. You're just waiting for the sun to set. That's mimela what the Gemara calls. So you can't learn one from the next. So the Gemara says, okay, michade lo asi, one from the next you can't learn, but teisi chade mitarti, but maybe you could only learn, maybe the pasuk should have taught only two of these sources, and then the third one could have been derived from the combination of the two. Behe lo lichtov, which of the three shouldn't be written? Rachmana. Lo lichtov v'mechusav kippurim. Don't write mechusav kippurim. V'teisi mirhanech. And say, the pasuk should say, tivul yom and a tamei savoda is chalo, and derive for just like those two, so too you could derive that mechusav kippurim savoda is also chalo. So the Gemara says you cannot learn mechusav kippurim from those two because malahanach shekein psulim b'tshuma. The tamei person and a tivul yom may not eat tshuma, so maybe only those two the avodas chalal. But mechusav kippurim may eat tshuma, so maybe his avoda isn't chalal either. Ela lo lichta rachmana b'tivul yom. Maybe leave out tivul yom v'teisi mehanach and learn tivul yom from tamei and mechusav kippurim. And to my parachta, what are you going to ask? What would the kasha be? So malahanach, are you going to say shekein mechusav ma'isa? Is it because both a tamei person is lacking a tevila and mechusav kippurim is lacking a carbon, but a tivul yom doesn't lack any ma'isa? Are you going to really say that? No, because so in the end of the day, klishala tumasa. Even though the mechusav kippurim is lacking a ma'isa, it's still a much weaker. Every other part of the process of Tara is in place. So it's really a very weak tumah, so we should ignore the ma'isav. Just look at Rashi to explain the last few lines here of the Amud before you turn the page. Rashi says, Kal shala tumasa. The mechusav kippurim sharei harav shemsha. The mechusav kippurim already, he waited the amount of days he needs to wait, and the sun set, so everything's really in place. V'su leka pircha d'mal atzara d'havalecha minayu nami shein mechusav ma'isav. Rashi is unclear what he really means, but I think what they explain in Rashi is that even though you're lacking the carbon is so external to what's going on here, he's really almost exactly, he almost fully tahor, in which case you should be able to learn tivul yom from mechusav kippurim. So why did the pasuk have to mention tivul yom unnecessarily?
So in that case, you would need to learn from both of them, because before also we suggested learning tivul yom from mechusav kippurim, and the Gemara said, you can't.
Right, so this seems to go, it could have answered this earlier as well. So the Gemara said, in the end of the day, that is a false assumption, because we don't say mechusav kippurim because kal shel tumasa. In fact, we say kasavar mechusav kippurim is dizav Kizav Dami. We actually said this might be the source of that Rambam, that when a person is Zav who's supposed to bring a carbon or a Yoledes or Metzorah, when they haven't yet brought the carbon, their mamish had the same tumah they had beforehand. A Yoledes who's lacking a carbon, even though she waited all the days, she's still called a Yoledes. And a Zav who waited the days is still called a Zav, and therefore it's not Klisha Tumasa, it's really a full bona fide type of tumah. So if you look at Rashi here, Rashi says on the top here, Mechusa Gipurim Dezav Kizava. It could have given another example. There are four Mechusa Kippurim. So the Gemara just shows a Zav as the example, but Enechanami, the Mitzara, Yoledes would have been good examples as well. Elechami, Nayanakov, they just chose one of them. Fine. Mechusa Kippurim, Dezav, Kazav, Dami. What does that mean? What does it mean, Mechusa Kippurim? It went through the whole Torah process. He waited all the days he needs to wait. He went to the mikveh, the sunset. What do we need to like Lazav? It's not. So the Gemara says, Rashi says it is. Lenin Kadshim. Shelo Hutter et Slo. He's not allowed to eat carbonos just yet, and if he does, he's actually chayv karis. Oh, if he touches someone, limnos ben rishon v'sheni. That person's rishon, the next person's going to be sheni. So there is halachas with regards to tumah and eating carbonos that still are in effect, even though other halachas of tumah don't affect him. Tosis has a long piece here in Dibur Masel Kesavah. He doesn't like this explanation of Rashi at all. The many sugyas that seem to say that there is full tumah there, he goes against his Rashi. But at the end of that Tosis, look where the lines get wide. The last four lines of this Tosis, the end of the lines, is Mefarish Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says there's a different nafkamina of whether or not the Mechusa Kippurim is Kazav Dami or Lav Kazav Dami. So he says the nafkamina is in Pesach HaBaba Tumah. We know that if Rov of the Am, Rov of Bnei Yisrael is Tameh, then they're allowed to bring Pesach Rishon B'Tumah. The Tznan Meseches Pesachim Tzadihei Lo Yochlu Mimenu Zavim V'Zavos. Now even though all those who are Tameh, like Tumas Mace, may eat from the Karban Pesach, the one who's Tumas Zav cannot eat from the Karban Pesach, even though it came B'Tumah. So if you assume Mechusa Kippurim, the guy brought everything. The guy was a Zav. He went to the mikveh, had a Harav Shemesh, and he didn't bring the carbon yet. If you assume that he's Kizav Dami, he can't eat the carbon Pesach. But if you assume that he's Lav Kizav Dami, even though he hasn't yet brought the carbonos yet, he would be able to eat the carbon Pesach. Why? The only people who there's a heter of eating in the Karban Pesach in the state of Tumah is a one who's a Tumas Mace and who adin Tameh Sheretz. Z'ein Tumah Yotze Migufo B'Kav HaChomer Mimace. So this is very important. I mentioned before there are many types of Tumas. There's one Mechusa Kippurim versus regular ones that don't require. But there's another distinction with Tumas. There's one Yotze Migufo, and that person, let's say, see something. They need to carry a Zava Zava, perhaps Yoledes, or all that came from the body, Yotze Megufo, those are more severe, as opposed to something more external, touching a sheretz, touching a mace, even though mace has its other chumras, but it came from an external source, that's called the regular Tumas Maga. There's Tumas Maga, touching something, and there's Tumas Yotze Megufo that came from the body. And there are a number of nafkaminis that come from this halacha. One that comes to mind is the Gemara in Bechorah says that Chalas Chutzlarts. Challah that takes place in Chutzlarts, the lach is that only can become Tameh if a person who's Yotze Migufo, Tameh Yotze Migufo touches it. But a person who's only Tameh Maga, he will not be Tameh Challah's Chutzlarts. That's what the Gemara says, for whatever reason that is. There's actually a fascinating discussion in the Gemara where a person who's a Baal Keri, is that Tumas Maga, because the Shechla Zerah touched him, or is he considered Yotze Megufo? That seems to be a machlokis in the Gemara itself. Nafkamina being, if he touches Chalas Chutzlarts, will he be Metameit or not being Metameit? So that's a distinction. So what the Gemara says, the heter of those people who are Tameh who may eat Karban Pesach, it's only Tumas Mace and the like that are Tameh Maga, but not Yotze Megufo. So if you assume that the Mechusa Kippurim Zav is Kizav Dami, so he still has the status of Yotze Megufo, and he's not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. And Tosfos concludes, though, Uman Damar, the one who holds Lav Kazav Dami, that a Mechusa Kippurim is not like a Zav Dami, so then you would be able to Shocht, and you would be able to Shecht on his behalf. Okay. So the Gemara,
he holds that one in Mechusa Kippurim is not Megufo anymore.
Exactly. He just,
it's like a regular tumah.
Exactly. It's a Klisha Tumasa.
It cuts off the
What it probably would be, what the Gemara considers a... He's lacking the heter to eat karbanos. Karban Pesach is different, but let's say other karbanos, he can eat karbanos, but he's not tameh. That would be the only nafkamina.
You'd have to eat it on the sofa also. You couldn't eat the first karban. You'd have to eat it after Pesach, anyhow.
He'd have to eat it after Pesach. I'm not sure how it works for the Chagiga exactly. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, okay. Says the Gemara now, top line, Yuzayinim Abayz, U'mechusah Kippurim Dezav Kezav Dami Tanayhi. It seems to be a machlokas tonight, whether or not such a person is Kezav Dami, does he have a full status of Tumah, or he's Lav Kezav Dami, and this would apply to Mitzorah, and you'll have this as well. The Tanya, the Baisa tells us, appears in, with regards to this Tosefta in Maseches Para, Sreifa Onen U'mechusah Kippurim. If let's say the Para of Duma was burnt by an Onen, a person who lost a relative who hasn't yet been buried, or mechusah kippurim, a person who went through the process yet but hasn't yet brought the karbanos, the law is it's ksheira. But Yosef Ababli Omer Onen ksheira mechusah kippurim psula. He agrees that an Onen who performs the avod is actually kasher, who does the sreifa is kasher, but they argue with regards to mechusah kippurim. So what's the machlokas here? So machlokas is that my lav v'bahakim mifugi. One says marsaver mechusah kippurim tizav kizav dami. And therefore, he's not able to do it. He's puzzled. And Marasever Lav Kazav Dami, and therefore the Mechusah Kippurim may do the Sreifa Asapar. Before we go to the Jackson, just a second, look at Rashi. Rashi says three narrow lines down Kshera. Why is an Onin allowed to do the Paraduma? Because normally an Onin is not allowed to do Karbanos. So how come it could do the Paraduma? Kshera, the Kadshe Bedek Abayasi. By the way, Onin, the halachas of Onin, the only real halach of Onin deraisa, is Karbanos, actually. The Gemara says, I think, Daf Zayin, Daf Kuf Alf, the Gemara says in Zvachim, that in Midirais and Onin cannot eat Karbanos or do any Karbanos. All the other halachas of Onin are really only Midirbana, but that's the only one that's Deraisa, and also he cannot eat Meiser Sheni, I think, is the other halacha. And we say in Vidu Bikurim, he says, Loba only, the Pasuk says, but if he wasn't Onin, he couldn't eat Meiser Sheni. But all the other halachas of Aninas is only Midirbana. So it says Gemara, or says Rashi, but why can Onin then do Paraduma? Because the Kadshe Bedek Abayis, it's not really Kadshe Guf. The Paras Chatas, Paraduma rather, is not a carbon. It's a, at best, the Kedusha is Bedek Abayis, which is only that there's a, the monetary wise, there's Kedusha, but not there's actual inherent Kedusha. Ve'en Onin Aser Ba, Delok Tiva Hanakrai Ela Bekadshe Mizbeach. And Onin only can't do carbonos that are going to Mizbeach, as opposed to a paraduma. Tosus takes issue with this, and he says, not true at all. There are many halachas that apply to paraduma, that if a person does the shechita shelo lishma, it's pasul. And the pasuk calls the paraduma chatas kari rachman. It's called a chatas. And even though paraduma is outside the base of Migdash, it still has a kedusha of a carbon chatas. So he argues, and it is called the kedusha's bed, the kedusha's mizbeach. The truth is the Gemara in Shavuos and Avodah Zarah have this back and forth, how to categorize Paraduma as a Kachim Bedek Abayas or Kachim Mizbeach. So this seems to be a debate between Rashi and Tosfos as well.
We had it as
well.
A while ago in the Gemara, I forget which Gemara was.
Gemara also said that? Yeah. So either way, this seems to be a debate how to categorize. It's somewhere in the middle. So is it more of a Kachim Bedek Abayas or is it more of a Kachim Mizbeach? So Tosfos proves from a Kavah Chomer how he knows that an Onin is allowed to do the Paraduma. Fine. But with regards to Mechusri Kippurim, so that's a machlokas tonight, whether you could do the Sreifas Paraduma. And the machlokas we said was whether or not Mechusri Kippurim is dissolved as Kazav Dami or Lav Kazav Dami. So the Gemara says, lo, not true. That is not the explanation of the machlokas. Kuli Alma Kazav Dami. Everyone agrees Mechusri Kippurim, Mamish is the same din as a Zav. So then how come he's allowed to do the Sreifas Paraduma according to one day? Hacha Bahakamifki, here is a machlokas in the following pasuk. The Chsiv, it says in Parshas Chukas, that vihiza tahor, that the tar person that does the sprinkling. Mechlal shutame, sounds like he was tummy before. I mean, why is it called hatahor? The pasuk says, if you look at Rashi just for a little background here, Rashi says, v'hacha, gave para by krakimifugi, vihiza tahor al hatame. The tahor person sprinkles the paraduma ashes and water on the tummy person. Tahor, kol dumashma, anyone who has any amount of tahor. Because the ha kra yaseru, this pasuk of vihiza hatar, the word hatar, that individual tar, is unnecessary. Because the chsiv le'elmina, the subject before of conversation was v'lakacha eza v'tavo maim ish tar, the ish tar is doing all this process. So that pasuk then should have said v'havalei l'meim mechtav, it should have said vihiza al hatame. We know it's referring to the tar person is proving it, is doing the whole avoda. Why does it say vihiza hatar al hatame? We know who the tar person is already. So that person is tar. Is an extra pasuk to tell me that even a person who's slightly tahor, namely a tivul yom, who went to the mikvah, who hasn't yet experienced the Heir Shemesh, he's tahor enough in order to do the Sreifas HaPar. So that's...
Because it's the limud is the kula, not the chumra, right?
the limud is lekula. What the tar word?
You could say, why does it say tahor? Because to make sure that even a tuliyam cannot do it.
No, to even include even more people, we're expanding the definition of tahor.
Right, but you could see the other way that it's a very strict.
Saying we have to be super tahor.
Right.
No, because the word tahor alone, had you had that just one time, that would indicate fully tahor.
Uh-huh,
so there's nothing else to restrict it anymore. Okay. So we have to expand it and say that even a person zav. And Rashi at the end points out that we do find in one place that a tivul yom is called tahor with regards to meiser. He's allowed to eat meiser as a tivul yom, even though he can't eat shuma yet. He can't eat meiser as a tivul yom, so he's called tahor in that pasuk. So he's tahor kol shu. It's enough of a tahor to do sreifas para aduma. So therefore, it's a source that he could do it. So what's the machlokus by mechusik kippurim? So the Gemara says then. Again, implying that he was just beforehand, he was tameh. So now that's the Joshua. So what's the machlokes? So Mar Sever, one opinion holds tuma de chalatar kula, Umar Sever tuma de hach parsha. When we say the person who's now tahor, are we referring to any tuma in the Torah? That if whether you're Zav or Sheret or Mace, if he's Tivul Yom, he could do the Sreifa. Or are we referring to only the Tumah that's mentioned in the context? What's the context of Parshas Chukas is referring to Tumas Mace? So maybe only a Tivul Yom of Tumas Mace can do a Sreifa, but a Tivul Yom of a Sheret or a Zav may not do the Sreifa. So that's what the Gemara says. Let's read it one more time inside. Mar Savar, Tumah Dechol Torah Kula, when it says Vetar, any Torah, any Tivul Yom of any Tumah mentioned throughout the Torah is able to do the Sreifa. But Mar Sava, the other opinion holds, Tuma Dach Parsha, only the Tuma mentioned that Parsha part of Tumas Mace, that type of Tivul Yom may do the Sreifa. Hilkach, therefore, the conclusion is, according to the second opinion, who is limiting, Onen, the Tivul Yom, the Tame Sheret, the Kili. The person was an Onen, or he's a Tivul Yom from a Tuma of a lighter type of Tuma, like Sheret, which is also Bekava Chomer, the Tivul Yom de Mace. The Tivul Yom of the Parsha itself of Mace may do the Sreifa. So certainly a Tivul Yom of a Sheret may do the Sreifa as well. Aval Mechusik Kippurim de Zav, which is the Chomer, Shekain Tuma Yotze La Migufo, Lo, but Zav, whose Tuma comes from his body, which is a more severe type of Tuma, that person is not allowed to do the avoda, to do the sreifas hapara. Okay. Gemara now quotes the other another thing on the list of the Mishnah, that's avoda is chalal mechusa begadim. If a kohen is lacking one of the begadim, it's usher. The avoda is chalal. What are the mechusa begadim? So we know the kohen has to wear 8 begadim, or rather the kohen wears 4, the kohen gadol wears 8. So the kohen hedo is missing any of the 4, or the kohen gadol is missing any of the 8 begadim, it's called mechusa begadim, and the avoda is pasal. So the Gemara wants somebody to know, and what's the source, what's the basis? Amar Rabbi Yebo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umati Be Mishmei, Tir Be'alazar, Rabbi Shimon, Damakra. The Pasuk says, V'chagarta osam avnet, you place the belt, Aron uvanova, V'chavash alehem migbalos, you place the hat on his head, V'ayis alehem kuhunas, kuna, L'chukas olam. So now after they've donned the begadim, they are now a din of a kuna. So the Gemara says, Bizman shebigdeim aleim, kunasam aleim. When they're wearing the clothing, they have a status of being kohanim, but ein bigdeim aleim, ein kunasam aleim. If they're not wearing the begadim, then they're not considered kohanim. Now obviously this doesn't really mean to be taken literally, because there's a din of being mechabit a kohen for brachas and for divrei Torah and for other things as well. He still has a din of a kohen, only with regards to the avodah space of Migdash, that you need the begadim in order to be considered a kohen for the avodah. But anything less of that, you're not called a kohen for the a big day kuna. So, say it again, you have to.
They don't have to eat
shumah. No, and they're not allowed to. Only the base of Migdash, yeah. They have to dress properly. The Gemara talks about like putting like a belt on, but it's not referring to, it says, what's the lashon? It's Meshachta Ba'am. I forget the lashon of the pasuk.
I think there's even an issue of Meidah.
No, there isn't. That's why they can't, so they're not allowed to. But the pasuk talks about you have to dress properly when eating chuma, like the Derech HaMelachim, but not with the Big Day Kuna. Now, if you look just for a second at the toast on the bottom here, Dibur Maschil Ein Big Day Malehim, he says that Mehacha Yalfinan Misa, this is also the source that one who does the avoda without wearing the proper begadim is chayiv misa, the Perakon Nisra from the Sanhedrin Pe Gimel. The Kamar says there, Ein Bigdeim Aleim, Havalum Kazarim. They're mamish like non Kohanim, at least in the base of Migdash. And Vamar Mar, Zar Shin Shimesh, Pe Misa, Chayiv Misa, Zar who does any of the avoda. Interesting. The Hiksha Rav of Yaakov Merolins, the Ha Misa Ksibehedya, but Parshavatatitab. This is my first pasuk. I forgot exactly the pasuk, but I mean, Tetzaveh clearly says that one who's lacking, who's not wearing clothing, and does the avodah is chai misa. So why do you have a separate drasha that in begdam aleim in kunascham aleim? So the tirutz of Yaakov Meir Olin's answer is the alpha gav the kulim begadim k'siva halsam. You're right by Tetzaveh when it says chai misa if you're not wearing the clothing, and it mentions all the four begadim or the eight begadim. Mikol makom the misa, the word misa only lachem nechnasayim dafka k'siva. It's only referring to nechnasayim. So if he only had the pasuk in the tzav, I would think if the guy's not wearing pants, he's chai misa. If he's not wearing the belt or the shirt or the hat, maybe he wouldn't be chai misa. That's why you need a pasuk here, ein bigdeim aleim, ein kunascham aleim. So Meshech Chachma says, why is there a chilip between mechnasayim and the other begadim? Why does it have to be that way? And the answer is very simply, because if the guy doesn't have pants, obviously that's the most bizarre in the world. It's just disgraceful. The guy's not wearing a shirt or a hat, that's not so disgraceful. So that's why it needs a separate drasha. Okay, then let's finish off the Gemara. Now, last five lines of the Amud here. The Gemara says, "V'hami hachanafka." The pasuk we just brought of "V'ein me'ein b'gdem aleim ein kunascham kunasam aleim." Is that really the source? That you mechusa b'gadim is the pasuk of the avoda mehasam nafka. It's learned from a different pasuk. The Tani, the Baraita tells us, "Minayin the shtuya yain." A person who is drunk. That's from the Parsha Shemini. She'im avad chilul. If he does the avoda while being under the influence, the avoda is disqualified. Tamalomer yain v'sheicher al teish. You shouldn't drink the wine or anything alcoholic. The Gomer, we'll get more involved in this conversation later. Ulahav dil bein hakodesh uvein hachol, that you should distinguish between that which is kodesh, that which is chol. So we see from this drasha, look at the Rashi. Rashi says on the bottom here that uvein hachol avodesh ata oved b'shichras kriyachol. That's called disqualified. And then the Gemara says, so that's how we know the source, that a shtui yain cannot do the avodah. The Brisa continues to say, "Mechus begadim v'shelorachat yadayim raglaim minayin." One who doesn't wash their hands and legs, in addition to or separately from not wearing the proper clothing, how do we know his avodah is chalal? Tamalomer chuka legzer shabbat. It says chukas olam by shtui yarn. It says chuka by mechus begadim. That gzer shabbat tells me that the avodah of the mechus begadim is the avodah is pasul. So why do you need the gzer shabbat if you already have the pasuk of ein begdem aleim ein kunasam aleim? The two different drashas. So the Gemara answers on the top of Yud Chesem and Aleph now that I mehasam, had I only had the chuka gzer shava, have I mean I would think hani mili avoda dezar chai v'lem misa, only the avodas that a zar were to do, so then only those avodas are pasul. Avah avoda dein zar chai v'lem misa emalo, but an avoda that zar is not chai on, maybe then the mechus b'gadim is also not going to be chal. What's the which avodas are is a zar chayiv on? So the Gemara tells us any avodah tama. Avodah tama is an action that's giving as opposed to siluk, like chumas hadeshen is removing something. It has to be avodah matana where you're doing something active. And number two, it has to be the final act of it, as opposed to let's say kabbalah holacha, which is part of a seder. The zrik is the final avodah tama. So only that is a zar chayiv misa'on. So only those avodas you would think if the kohen does lacking begadim should he be chalo. But a avoda like kabbalah with the zar is a chayiv on, maybe that with mechus begadim avoda wouldn't be possible. Therefore, kamash malam, we learn from no. Anytime the kohen is not wearing begadim, ain't kunasim aleim. I don't care which avoda it is. That avoda is going to be entirely disqualified. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. I'll tell you the second parak is much easier than the first parak.